Normally, the Kentucky Derby is held the first Saturday in May, and on that day, roughly 150,000 spectators from all over the world put on their finest seersucker suits and spring hats and sardine themselves into the stands at Churchill Downs. It's exactly the opposite of social distancing. So it's no wonder that the race is now postponed until the fall. Our next story is about a jockey who's never raced in the Kentucky Derby or the Belmont Stakes or the Preakness, but he's stuck with the sport longer than almost anyone else. Here's reporter Anne Marshall.
On January 29th, 2006, Perry Utes was racing at Turfway Park in northern Kentucky on the back of a horse named Finder's Chance. He was in second place, traveling at about 40 miles per hour, when suddenly the horse collapsed. Perry and the horse hit the ground hard. Hours later, 50-year-old Perry was listening to a doctor tell him he had broken his arm and 5 vertebrae.
And he said that that my jockey days were over. He said, if you go down one more time, you probably wind up paralyzed, you know, because I'd done broke it too many times. And I looked him right in the eye and said, you know, I said, I've been doing this already 30 years, I guess. And I said, you can get paralyzed when you're 18 years old. It ain't because you're 50. I said, so I'll let you know when it's time.
Being a jockey is all Perry Utes has ever wanted to do. He wasn't a thrill seeker or a daredevil as a kid, but he grew up in small town Arkansas with a gaggle of cousins nearby. One of them, Early Fires, became a Hall of Fame jockey in 2001. Most of Early's 8 brothers also worked in the horse industry. One day, 5th grade Perry Utes sat at his desk. He was the kid whose feet still couldn't quite touch the floor. His assignment? Write about what you want to do when you grow up.
Well, this was the first year when my cousin Early, when he started riding. This was 1965. And I got to hearing stories about him and stuff, and I got to thinking, well, that'd be a really cool job because I liked horses already. And I was small, and that's what I wrote about. I wanted to be a jockey. And then a couple years went by, and I never thought about it again. And then I think I was 17. I was too young to get a job in a factory or anything. And my cousins called me up, and I think it was like a week later after I graduated, and they said, hey, you want to come up to Chicago? And we'll teach you how to get on horses and make a jockey out of you. And I jumped on it, and I was there the next day.
Perry arrived at Arlington Park in Chicago very green. Most of his horse experience came back in Arkansas from his pet Shetland pony named Smokey. He started mucking stalls and walking horses around the barns. He graduated to galloping thoroughbreds. His horsemanship was improving, his confidence too. Maybe in a few months he would be racing. Then in the summer of 1972, he turned 18 and had to register for the draft.
I was nervous because I didn't know what was going to happen because Vietnam War was still going on. They always said the little guys had to be the tunnel rats over there in Vietnam, and I didn't want to do that, you know, go in there with nothing but a flashlight and a pistol, and, you know, and they said rats as big as dogs over there, so I was fretting every day until I had to go down there to get my physical. Well, when I jumped on the scales, I weighed 95 pounds, and a guy looked at me and laughed and said, we got backpacks way more than you do.
Too small for a soldier, but for a jockey, he was perfect. 5'1", strong and wiry. Perry moved from Chicago to Hot Springs, Arkansas, following his cousins from track to track. In the spring of 1973, he was ready to race. He headed for a small track near Cincinnati, then called Beulah Park. Perry's second day of racing, April 2nd, 1973, was biting cold, gray, and rainy. Perry loaded into the starting gate on a horse named Ray Blue.
The thing that I can remember most for is when I crossed the finish line, I kind of looked around both sides, and there's nobody around. I said, I think I just won. And it was like slow motion, you know. It was happening in slow motion, not in real life. And I thought that was a pretty good thrill.
Perry was hooked.
I think I rode 9 the second day and won 2. The very second day I rode. So I got to thinking, this was easy. You know, I said, man, I'm going to be another Willie Shoemaker. This job's really easy. And the meet went on, and I was winning a lot of races. I was leading rider, first meet I ever rode at Beulah Park. I look back at it now, I couldn't spell horse, much less be a jockey, but, you know, I got lucky, got on a bunch of good horses, and that's the way it went.
Harry Utz is a good jockey, and it's not just luck. It's his dedication. True story, his youngest son was born at 10 a.m., and he was at the track by 12:30 to run races. His wife works in the barns at racetracks around Cincinnati where they live, so she gets it. Another true story. Perry eats the same thing every day so he can maintain his ideal jockey weight. Coffee and a roll in the morning, half a sandwich at lunch, and a meat and potatoes dinner. He's at the barns ready to exercise horses before sunrise every morning. Jockeys don't get paid for that morning work, but showing up every day helps you connect with trainers and earn mounts on solid, fast horses come race time. Still, dedication doesn't guarantee longevity, not in this sport. Perry learned that quickly. It was May of 1977, long before Perry had started a family. He was living with his cousin, Jackie Fires, who was Early's younger brother. Perry and Jackie had been best friends ever since their childhoods in Arkansas. One day, Perry finished his morning workouts before Jackie and headed home.
About an hour later, they called me and they said that Jackie had got hurt. And they said, and it's pretty bad. They said, you need to get down here to the track. So I went down, and he was still in the ambulance, and he said he couldn't feel his legs, you know.
21-year-old Jackie had been galloping as last horse of the morning. Nothing about this horse indicated it was weak or clumsy. But racehorses can be unpredictable and uncoordinated, like a teenager who hasn't quite grown into their body. For some reason, that morning, Jackie's horse clipped its front legs while galloping. Both the horse and Perry's cousin fell. The horse rolled over Jackie.
And we went to the hospital. I rode an ambulance with him. And, they said, you know, he did x-rays and all that and said, yeah, he'd severed his spinal cord and they was going to have to operate on him. And I had to call his mom. And he had a fluid building around his heart, you know, and he's thinking he's going to die. So he got the operation. It went pretty good, and he made it through. He said, just, you know, go on about your business and do your job. Don't worry about it. You know, it can happen to anybody. He said, just don't think about it, you know. So he was that kind of guy.
It sounds impossible. How do you watch someone you love become paralyzed and mentally set it aside? But the next morning, Perry woke up and went to the track to exercise horses.
You have to block out the danger. You got to be able to do that. I mean, you do this 7, 8, 9 times a day. You know, if you sit around and thought about it, you couldn't ride. There's no way. And some jockeys, when they get hurt, they can't block that out anymore. Through the years, I've been lucky that I can just tunnel it right out. I mean, I've been in a race before with a guy running head and head, come down the stretch. He went down. 12-horse field, 10 of them run over him, killed him right there on the spot. Went and rode the next day.
Perry's not callous. He just really loves his job. To keep at it, he survives the trauma. When injured, he asks, how soon can I get back? And there have been a lot of injuries. At least 40 broken bones, including 11 vertebrae. During one race, his horse made a sudden move and Perry slid off. His horse kicked his left eye socket, shattering it. Actually, he's shattered that left eye socket twice. And this past summer, he was heading toward the starting gate when his horse's bridle broke. The horse took off, and with nothing to hold on to, Perry slammed to the ground, tearing his rotator cuff.
It hurts harder now. I mean, pain is a lot more intense, it seems like, now than it was back then. And I think when you're young, you're kind of like your bones are elastic, you know, you're kind of like a rubber ball. When you hit the ground, you just bounce around. But yeah, when you hit the ground now, it hurts.
So why not retire? With 51,218 races, the only jockey with more starts is Russell Bays, a now retired jockey out of California who started more than 53,000 times. Perry knows at his current rate, he doesn't have enough years in him to pass Bays. So he had to set other goals.
And Emmy's Candy has a lead 2.5 lengths to the good.
When I first met Perry in 2016, he said he'd retire when he reached 7,000 wins.
Career win number 7,000 for Perry Utes.
He did it aboard a horse named Emmy's Candy in September 2018. And the wins are still coming.
And even after 47 years, I still get that same thrill. Even like the first day that I started riding, I get that thrill every time I win. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
When someone suggests retirement, he remembers what one of America's most celebrated jockeys once told him.
Pat Day was telling me, he said, when you don't get that thrill, he said, that's when it's time to quit.
For most jockeys, an impressive career lasts 20, maybe 30 years. Injury or burnout forces many to call it quits. Perry's in his 47th year of racing. It will likely be his age that finally steals that thrill of racing from him. He'll turn 66 years old in July, old enough to start collecting Social Security. When he does stop racing, Perry's not sure what he'll do next. He's never given retirement much thought.
That's reporter Ann Marshall. Tracks in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, where Perry Utes typically races, are still waiting to see if they will be allowed to open this spring and summer without fans in the stands.